Collectives overlap. For example, the collective of Muslims contains collectives of Americans, Asians, and Africans, among others, and each of those contain collectives of mothers, business people, students, soldiers, and so forth. Each life unfolds simultaneously in layers upon layers of collectives. For example, one individual is Catholic, American, a mother, and a teacher. Another is Japanese, Buddhist, a farmer, and a son. Yet another is Brazilian, a student, and a daughter. Each feels comfortable with those in his or her collective and less comfortable or separate from those who are not. Individuals define themselves by their collectives. A white, American, Christian, businessman, for example, sees himself in those terms. When the collectives that an individual uses to define himself are different from the collectives of another, a gap appears. That gap is fear. The white, American, Christian, businessman relates easily to white, American, Christian, military men, and also to white, German, Christian, business women because they participate in most of his collectives. He relates less easily with yellow, Chinese, Confucian business people, and even less easily with black, African, Muslim, bricklayers. The more differences there are between the collectives that define individuals, the more fear exists between those individuals.